Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to the Les and Phil Radio Drive Time Formula 1.
Love that. It's episode 2?
Well, yes.
I think so.
I'd say so.
It is episode 2. We're going to be definitive.
We are going to be
definitive. We're going to be putting our foot down. It's episode 2.
It is going to be, and I will not hear a word otherwise.
I should clarify, episode 2 of season 5.
That's it. Which, a few times, and that's 10.
But sometimes there's more than 10 in a season. Sometimes there's less than 10 in a season. I think we've discussed this at length before, but
yes.
Depending, often what they do with seasons is they'll film a first half of the season.
Yes.
And if the producers, if they like it, they'll then green light the second half of
the
season.
That's right.
So then you might have a season that's 24 episodes long.
Yes, we certainly don't.
No, we certainly don't.
No, we don't. No one has the patience for that.
No, nor would I.
No, absolutely
not.
Go
to a hospital, there wouldn't be enough patients.
There would not be. That's right.
Anyway, we digress as per usual.
That's correct.
Episode 2, ladies and gentlemen. Season 5.
For the astute listener out there, you will realise or have clocked that last week's episode was a little stumpy.
It was a bit, a bit cut off at
it
the
was,
knees,
a bit
wasn't
stout.
It? We did have to finish very quickly, unfortunately.
We did, as usual for us.
Yes, unfortunately, Jeremy was choking.
He was choking. We didn't want to announce it on air, but he's actually lost his voice, the poor bloke.
I know, he has. Yes. Well, actually, that's what he was choking on his tongue.
He was.
So he had to get that surgically removed.
Yes, his tongue removed.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
He had to get that removed from his throat. He lodged it in there. I don't know what he was doing.
Oh, well, who knows? Probably licking the roof of his mouth.
Probably.
Yes. Get the peanut butter off it.
Yeah, well, that's where I usually put my
peanut
butter.
I'd leave it
butter.
There, spares.
But, yes, I suppose he'll learn from that.
He will, Jeremy. Well, he's not here today, as we've established.
No.
We can kind of rat off.
We could.
Rat about it. What's the word? Talk. We can rat
talk
him.
Talk smack?
There you go. We'll talk smack about him. Yes, well,
that
he's not
very
here.
Very good Elmer Fudd type from you, wasn't it? Or yes. No, what's the pig?
The Peppa Pig.
Peppa Pig, yeah, sure.
Yes, that's Peppa. Is it Peppa Pig? No.
It's not Peppa Pig.
It's Porky Pig.
Porky Pig, yes.
A relation of Pepper.
Yes, indeed, I believe.
And I think there's also Salty Pig. There's a lot of seasoning pigs.
Jerky.
There is Jerky Pig.
Jerky Pig.
Yes, he's there. The whole lot.
Yeah. Family.
A huge family, exactly.
You know they live on the same street.
Which one?
Well, there's three houses.
Yes.
I think it's a straw house.
Yes.
A timber house.
Yes.
And a brick house. So
a brick
house.
They're
all together.
Oh, they're all fantastic. It's a small street then.
Oh, they've just got the three on the end. It's cul-de-sac, so they're at the very
fantastic.
End. Because they've been there since time immemorial.
They would have been, exactly.
And then all the other houses popped up around.
Yeah, well, they're the vintage houses.
Trendsetters.
It's in near the abattoirs, isn't it?
Yes. It used to be quite not farmland, but
yes.
It was a bit of a nature reserve.
Yes.
Overrun with wolves.
Oh, absolutely.
But since it's been gentrified.
Yes,
and,
exactly. Urbanized.
Lots of people in there,
yes.
In there now.
Yes.
Part of the community.
Well, as a shout out to our friends, the pigs.
Yes, those pigs. On...
Or the police, as we call them here. Yes. Apologies to the listener who was in for the long haul last week.
Even though it was a short haul. We thought, because it was cut short,
yes.
That we might do a continuation.
We might pick up where we left off.
Exactly. We'll have Wellness Watch again, as
yes.
It was, because it was such a well-received.
Incredibly, we had an email.
I know.
Yes, it was a pay your registration email.
Yes, thank you, Vic Rhodes.
Yes.
We got onto that.
We did, thank you.
We actually decided to split it up into four installments.
That's it, with after pay.
Yes, because, we're not very liquid at the moment.
We're not very liquid. I've got plenty of it.
You've got plenty of it, yes.
Yes, but we're not flush.
No, we are not flush.
No.
That's the difficulty. When you're not liquid, it's hard to flush.
I've always said that.
Yep.
Absolutely. It's something I truly believe.
We're going to pop off to the doctors again. Les is off to the doctor again.
We'll play that jingle for sure. Now, we're going to throw around. We're going to do the metro whip around.
Yes,
it's time
before
yet again.
We get to the wellness hour. Wellness watch, we're not doing it for an hour.
Good golly, no. That would be atrocious.
Good golly.
We are going to go to hear from some voices around the metro, see what you're up to. If you've got any questions, any comments you'd like to make about the state of affairs, the affairs indeed. Of the state, bring them up on live online.
This is your marital affairs, if you wish.
Bring them all up, yes.
Any type of affairs are fine.
Absolutely. Pop them up, current or otherwise.
Yeah, we'll throw up in the phone numbers.
Sure.
What is our phone number today?
Oh, our phone number today?
Yes.
Yeah, our phone number today is 1 2 5 -7 × 3. So you're going to need a bit of bodmash there, but or bombdas if you get it wrong. You'll be able to work out the number from that. And for our lucky caller, that was 1 2 5 -3 × 2. So 5 -7 × 3.
You're beautiful, beautiful. Yeah.
So call up on that and we'll answer.
I mean, we've already got lights up on the switchboard.
Yes,
they may or may not be related to phone callers, but there's a lot of lights
yeah,
there.
They're flashing at us.
Nudity away.
It's hard with that Jeremy here today. We're kind of controlling the buttons.
We're all over the shop, I think.
Yeah, we are.
Is that any different?
No, it's normal for us.
Yes.
Here's our first caller. Hello, you're on the line. Where are you? What's your deal?
Yes, welcome.
Oh, no.
Welcome back to the airways, gentlemen.
Thank you, Howard. It's been a long time since we've heard your voice. And I thought you'd have died by now.
No, I keep myself in good shape. You see, my son, he said the other day, he said, you know, you get to a certain age and you can just kind of, you know, do what you want. But I said, no.
Well, that's all you'd need to say, isn't it?
Well, I was very adamant about it. But I said, no, I keep up my high fibre diet.
Yes.
And I live entirely on vegetables.
Yes.
Now. Vegetables and fruit, no meat in my diet.
Yes.
I mean, it's what the kids call veganism
these
days.
Yes.
But I have that diet, and I have. In the mornings, I'll go down to the beach in my speedos, and I'll do a little cold plunge, and that's how I start my day. And then I'll do a little swim, just, you know, a little bit of breaststroke down
right, wrap
the
it
beach.
Up now, Howard. Very good.
Well, I just wanted to call in.
Yes, what's on your mind, Howard?
Have you heard about The Voice? There's a lot of talk going on about
yes.
The Voice at
now,
the moment.
I'm not entirely sure. Are they trying to incorporate something into the Constitution? Is that
as you said, it's just all this talk about The Voice. I'm thinking it's just not worth it, you know.
Really? Yeah, that's interesting.
It's just such a waste of time. It's just a substandard version of Australian Idol when you boil it down.
Yes.
All it's got in its favour is swivel chairs. And, you know, swivel chairs aren't that exciting anymore. They were all the rage back in maybe 1960s.
Yes.
Back in the days of the Mad Men. But nowadays, everybody's got the ergonomic chairs.
Yes,
they
do.
The big flappy panels on the bottom with the adjustable bucket tilt. And then you've got the back support and the lumbar support.
Skip to the end.
The arm support.
Yes.
There's a lot of support with chairs. But really, The Voice, it's just not worth the time.
Well,
if you want to watch something worthwhile, I'd suggest just go back through. Watch Australian Idol seasons 1 and 2.
Great.
Yes, I think Go Sebastian is probably one of the best exports.
Really?
And, but, I mean, what comes out of The Voice?
Well,
who's come from that? Another one.
Yes.
It's absolutely pointless.
Is Go Sebastian on The Voice?
Well, probably. I don't know. They're just revolving. It's a revolving door of judges, or maybe a revolving chair of judges.
Yes.
I don't know.
Well, look, Howard, really appreciate your time. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Howard, for that long-winded rant.
That's
about
it.
Voice.
Yes, appreciate it, and we'll take your feedback on board.
Howard, what do you think of the actual Voice to referendum?
Yeah, tell us.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, yeah, totally.
Oh, great. Really? Very swift with that one, weren't you, Howard?
Oh, well, that's straightforward, isn't it? It's just a yes or no, and it's obviously a yes for me.
Fantastic, Howie.
Much easier to watch than The Voice.
Yeah, all confusing, but yes.
Yes.
Roll with that, Howard. Good. All right, clear off. Jeremy.
Jeremy can't hang up on him. I think our callers might be quite long today without Jeremy.
Yeah, that's a worry, isn't it?
Maybe we'll just throw to line two. Hello.
Yeah, sure.
Who are you on line number two?
Oh, hello, guys. How's it going?
Oh, hi. This is a familiar voice. Yeah, what's your name?
Oh, it's me, Timmy.
Hello, Timmy.
It's been a while since I've called up, boys, but...
It's so wonderful to have you back, Timmy.
It's good to be here, but, look, I've got my... Thanks, I'll just let you cough there. I could feel it coming.
Yeah.
Boys, I've got a debacle at the moment, boys.
Oh, yes? What's happening?
Well, I've got my licence since you spoke to you last.
Oh, okay, yes. Well, congratulations are in order.
Thank you so much, but, look... I'm driving at the moment. I'm on hands-free, yes. I promise. I've got my earbuds
in. I certainly hope so.
Yeah, and it's just me, boys, but I'm stuck in a roundabout.
Oh, dearie me.
I'm going round and round and round, and I can't stop.
Well, that sounds terrifying.
It is. I've tried indicating right, and there's cars there in the way, and I'm just... I mean, it's a vortex. I'm getting sucked into the middle, boys.
Wow, this is a bit like Interstellar, almost.
It's just like Interstellar.
You're in a black hole.
It looks like that. I think it's Merrill Bark, but it's close enough.
Oh, yes. I think they often refer to Merrill Bark being a black hole.
Boys, I'm just going to try... Hang on. Let me just... I'm getting up. I'm still in.
I think he's entered the fifth dimension.
I have, boys. And I'm stuck. I'm stuck. It sucks.
Oh, dear. Maybe if you push a book out from your bookcase or car, that might work.
Okay, let me try it. Oh, boys, it's not working. I'm still going around. I'm going to indicate left.
Try left, yeah. If right doesn't work, always try left.
Oh, boys. There's another one. I'm stuck in another one.
There's two roundabouts.
I am in Merrill Bark.
Well, I don't think you can get out of Merrill Bark now.
Well, look, I'll give you a call back later on, boys. I'm getting a bit nervous. There's a lot of cars here.
Do keep us updated on that. We'll have Jimmy from the Flying Fox keep an eye on that
for
you.
Yeah, he's above me. I can see him. It's very strong. Whoop, there's John Wick from John Wick 4. Whoop, watch out, John. All right, I'll call you later, boys.
Wowee. Good on you, Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy's...
We'll have Jimmy and the Flying Fox obviously watch that.
Absolutely. We'll report on that a little later.
Yes.
Absolutely. Look, should we go one more Metro whip around?
Oh, sure.
Call to see who's...
The Metro whip around. Are we assuming these people are calling in from different states or just different towns they're metrosexual?
I think they're all metrosexual. Oh, very
wonderful.
Hip and chic.
Yes,
exactly. They know
stylish
who they are.
And people.
That's it. They're snags.
Sexual...
Sexual snags.
Snag stand for? It's sexually...
Sexually is correct, yes. It's adjective. Sexually...
negligent?
Negligent and great.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes,
I see.
It's a bit of a weird dichotomy there, but that's a snag for you.
Oh, very good.
There's always some ambiguity with a snag.
Indeed.
Or mystery bags, as I like to call them.
Mystery bags.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with the fun bags.
No, absolutely not.
No.
Which are up for the mystery as well.
Well, yes, until you...
Yes, until you open them up.
Until you have fun with them. Exactly.
Gracious.
you see the chocolate inside.
Oh, yeah. Let's just take us to the show bags, boys. Let's see them.
Oh, yeah.
Do we want the
Melbourne show. we got one more caller lined up.
I think so. Yeah, well, let's pop on the line. It's our last caller for this segment. Hello, you're on the line.
G'day, boys. Welcome back. I thought you might be gone and then buried, but now you're back, and I am absolutely... fully erect.
Yeah, well, that's awesome, boys. Trevor,
good to hear your voice.
Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thanks, boys. Thanks, boys.
What's been happening with you?
Look, I'm in the absolute peak of health. I tell you what, I have been railing against this government because this is just absolutely ludicrous.
Yes.
I don't know where all this health has gone. I took that jab, and I don't know what's happened.
What's changed since you had the jab?
I've just been feeling better. I haven't been sick.
Oh, no.
And it's just... utterly disgraceful. That, I mean, it's just, you know, it's government overreach.
You're out of sorts, mate.
I'm sick of this bloody Dan Andrews.
I'm just going to pause you there. It looks like the call, we've got another call coming through, which is a familiar name, so I might throw them on the line.
Right, yeah, sure. Am I talking to them? Hello, boys. Who am I talking to? It's Trev. Trev. What a lovely name. Trev. It's a great day today, boys.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Trev?
Oh, pretty good. What's your name, mate?
Oh, my name's Trev Churchill. I should have said that. What are you doing?
I'll just...
Oh, yeah, right. I should have... Sounds good, eh?
Yeah, sorry, boys. I'm just down at the bowls club at the moment. And I've just had a win on the Keno. Keno?
Oh, yeah, Keno.
Yeah, I've just raced some greyhounds and my numbers popped up, boys. And I'm have a windfall. I've had a windfall. I'm in credit, boys. I've got a lot of money. I won $16.
I'm bloody taking that out of the bank, mate.
Yeah, well, I will, boys, because that's where I can get some interest.
You're not going to spend money to make money.
I've got to say, I'm not getting a lot of interest here, boys.
No, I rarely get interest anywhere.
I had a chat with Maureen before. I sidled up to her. She was having a go on the pokies, and I said, "Good day, Maureen, how's it going?"
Yeah, ball and chain on the pokies. You can just leave her there and go off. Yeah, toddle back, she'll still be there.
Yeah, she's had... dragging on some ciggies and getting a bit of that good old nicotine into her lungs.
Oh, yeah. Bloody double the patches on the arms.
Oh, I tell you what.
Hug down those ciggies. That's
I told her just to tap the patches on, baby.
Just cover me in them.
Yeah. I'm bloody made of them at the moment. It's great. I glisten in the sunlight.
They're really good for if you're coming back from an injury. You can use patches, on your knee joints, your shoulder joints are perfect.
Right. It's fantastic. And look, guys, I'll call you guys. I don't care who you are. You can choose whatever nouns you want to put in front of your name, boys. You're all friends to me. Boys.
Yeah.
I've got a dilemma.
Oh, right. I don't know why I'm interested in this chat, but sure.
Because you seem like a nice guy, Trev.
Well, that's fair enough. From one Trev to another, tell us what's happening.
All right, well. I've fallen out with my family.
Oh, right. This is quite dark.
I call them all fuckers.
Oh, my goodness, Trev, too.
I said, you fucks. You've been nothing but a stain on my life. You're in my way, and I'm fucking sick of you.
Oh, it's stains, particularly chocolate stains. You just can't get them out no matter what.
That's right. I tried Easy Off, bam, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, have you tried Omo, Trev?
Oxy Action Max.
Yeah, it's a bit work. Of hot
You know
hot
that
shit.
Little soap stick, the yellow soap stick?
Apparently
that's meant to work, but it doesn't bloody work for me.
Yeah, it works for many things, Trev.
Oh, you know, bicarb soda and a little bit of... something else.
And vinegar. And I use it in your dioramas for volcanoes. Trev, you right there, mate?
If in doubt, just use a bit of phlegm.
Yeah, well, I've used a lot of phlegm in my days, boys.
That doesn't surprise me.
We're ready to go, love. That's what I say.
I think that's what every Trev does.
Anyway, just let me get out my point, boys.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, hurry up.
I've told my family to fuck off.
Oh, yes.
And... Sorry about that, boys.
Wow,
emphysema.
Yes, indeed. I understand.
And I told them to fuck off. But they won't leave me alone, boys. They keep coming back.
Oh, I see.
And what are you
going to do?
Well, I'm just wondering. I've called up in the hopes that you might be able to give me a hand in getting rid of them, boys.
Oh, I see. I think you might have called the wrong number then.
What do you mean, boys?
Well, I think you want to speak with potentially someone who works out of the Continental Hotel.
Is this not the Continental?
No.
Is this the Intercontinental?
Yes, it is.
Oh, fuck! Well, disregard it all, mate. Just have a good one.
All righty. Make sure you speak to John, or perhaps Chiron.
Chiron sounds like a good fucking
or
bloke.
Or Winston.
Winnie!
They'll help you out.
I'll go and chat to Winnie. All right, boys. Love you and leave you.
Well, all right. Ta-ta for now, Trev.
See you, Trev. And other Trev, are you still with us?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm just keeping quiet for once in my life.
Yeah. Well, look, Trev, do you have anything to say?
Just a little bit of everything, a little bit of nothing. Always, you know, all at once. Yeah. Everywhere, all at once, mate.
Yeah. Well, Trev, on that note, we're going to dump you.
Yep, that sounds like a plan.
And goodness. We'll chat to you soon, Trev. I'm sure you'll call up at some
All right, catch you later, boys.
See you later, Trevy.
Good on you, Trev.
Let's head to our next segment.
Trevs.
There's been a lot of Trevs today, a plethora of Trevs.
Yes. Next segment, shall we go?
Let's go to a bit of Wellness Watch.
Play that jingle, baby.
Wellness Watch. All right, welcome back from that jingle.
Indeed.
And what a jingle it was.
A beautiful jingle. Must have been made by someone very handsome.
It gets very macabre at the end there, doesn't it? Could you say macabre for me, Phil?
Macabre.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you.
Yes.
Yes.
One of my favourite words.
It's a great one. It uses so much of your mouth.
Well, that's where you get... You've got to derive your enjoyment from the little things in life, and using your whole mouth,
yes,
that derives a lot of enjoyment from
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely. It's your enunciation. Yes. It's your fricatives. They're strong.
Fricatives?
That's right.
Don't you swear on radio?
Do I have to censor?
We probably have to bleep that out.
Yes. We've got a caller here we got an email.
An
anonymous source, but they've said call me on air. So we're going to call that number.
Oh yes,
and we'll see who picks
up. All right. Bloody plop that number in. Ring a ding ding. Hopefully they pick up, but we'll never see. Oh hello.
G'day boys.
Oh hello there, anonymous caller. We got your email.
Yeah.
We understand that you wrote into the Listen Phil Radio Drive Time Forum Life Online.
Yeah.
And you wanted to. Raise a concern, a matter, topic.
I just want some advice from you guys.
Oh yes. What do you want?
I want an idea of how to start and sustain an illegitimate business.
Oh, I see. Anonymous caller, do you want to remain anonymous?
Look, let's just say my name rhymes with Eat Pevens.
Eat Pevens.
Yeah.
Well, what are Pevens?
I'd rather not disclose
Maybe
that.
Maybe they're a little nut or something.
I've had one of them.
All right, Pete Evans. I mean...
Boys.
What?
I explicitly said, don't use my name on air.
Oh, I see. Okay, well, Schmeet Shevins.
Yeah.
You want to... What do you want?
I'd like to begin, maintain, sustain an illegitimate business.
What is this business about?
I'd really rather not disclose that, but I've got an alternative medicine solution.
Oh, I see. So some sort of sham practitioner of alternative medicine.
Let's say yes.
Okay. This is all purely hypothetical, isn't it?
Hypothetically say yes to that.
Okay, yes, wonderful. Well, the first thing, if you want to run an illegitimate wellness business...
Yes. I didn't say wellness business.
Oh, it's... Well, I...
It is a wellness business.
It is a wellness business?
I didn't disclose that.
Oh, okay, I understand. Yes. I mean, it's purely all hypothetical, so yeah, if I go off on a tangent, Pete... Schmeet, sorry.
Thanks.
If I go off on a tangent, Schmeet, it's, just part of the hypothetical.
That's it, and we'll roll with it. What do you suggest? What do you suggest, Mr. Phil?
Well, look, I think number one.
One.
You've got to have a bank account in the Cayman Islands.
Yes.
That's number one, I would suggest. And if you can't get in the Cayman Islands, maybe the Isle of Man.
Yes, Isle of Man, small.
Oh, yes, the Isle of Man, a small one, yes. But not the Isle of Woman.
Absolutely not. No. Riddled with authorities.
It's far too organized. Yes, no, you absolutely. Want something derelict and corrupt.
That's it. We'll go with the Isle of Man.
The Isle of Man is where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my number one tip. Start off with the overseas hidden bank account.
Yeah, fantastic.
Do you have any advice, Les?
Yes, well, I would suggest that you get yourself unanonymous.
Oh, yes.
I'd suggest you tout your vitriolic rubbish everywhere you can.
Oh, yes.
Because that's spread. Your name will start to spread. You'll be in the papers. You'll be on the radio.
Oh, well, yes, you'll become synonymous.
That's it. Exactly. And there's nothing more exciting than having... What's your name again? Bleach Levens? As a synonymous name with
exactly. With you want to drop the an, and you want to pick up the s.
That's it. I've always said that. Yep. Drop the an, get pick the s. Or say anus.
Anus.
That's it.
That sounds fitting.
Very fitting, anus.
Anus.
As I've always said that.
Well, how does that sound, Schmate?
Yeah, well, it sounds like something I've already started, maintained, and sustained for my whole life.
Wow, wait. Well, good luck keeping it up, I suppose.
Thanks so much. Do you like my bland voice, boys?
It's very good. I am compelled to want to donate you money.
I'll take any money you can. I'll see you on Sunrise.
Oh, that's some good grifting there, Pete.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Thanks for coming online, anonymous caller, Schmidt.
Very good.
Let's
very good.
Go to our next caller.
Anonymous caller, indeed. Or synonymous, soon to be.
Soon to be synonymous caller. Let's go to our next caller. You're on the Wellness Watch. Tell me, what can we do for you?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Salutations, one and all.
Yes. Well, all of that to you back. What's your name, mate?
My name, given to me by my mammy, is Billy Bob Earl.
Billy Bob Earl.
And it is a pleasure to meet your acquaintance.
It's a pleasure to meet your acquaintance and make it. Where are you calling from, Billy?
I'm calling from the great state of Kentucky.
Kentucky. Now, is that where
chicken... Way down in Harlan County.
Is that where chicken is from?
You'll find many Kentucky Fried Chicken over here.
Fantastic. That's very interesting, Billy Bob. Whatever your name was, Evan?
Billy Bob Earl.
Oh, Earl, sorry.
Thank
yes.
you very much.
Billy Bob Earl, you've called up for a reason, and what F is it?
Yes, do tell us some more.
I'd Billy like Bob. To know BBE.
BBE? Big Billy Bob. Billy Bob Energy. Big Billy Bob Energy. Oh, yes, I love that. Thank you.
Well, tell us, what do you want? I see you've handed the phone to Matthew McConaughey briefly, but let's pass that back.
Well, sirs...
Please, Matthew, leave us. All right. Let's move on.
Dear sirs, I call with a concern.
Okay, well, let's hear it, BBE.
I am just a regular American human being.
Yes, I can tell.
Slaving my backs.
Yes.
Breaking my back.
Yes.
Working down in the coal mine.
Yes.
Trying to earn a dime.
I can imagine.
I don't want no trouble from no government man.
Yes.
Stepping on me, them carpet baggers.
Yes.
They don't know the hills like I do.
No, they certainly don't, Billy Bob Earl. Tell us.
Every now and again, I will find...
Yes?
...that I get a shooting pain in my arm.
Okay.
And I'm not sure what to do about that.
Right. Well, that's interesting. Just a bit to just delve in on that. Could you tell us where your shooting pain is hurting the most?
It's up in my shoulder.
Right. Interesting.
And in my throat.
In your throat?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. It affects my voice box.
This clearly, yes.
Yeah.
Look, it could be a combination of two things here. I'm thinking the throat might come down to the novel coronavirus. And I'm thinking the arm, it could be... So to get rid of that shooting pain you're experiencing, just stop shooting, mate.
Yeah, I'd suggest that too, probably. I mean, you could still have your Second Amendment rights, but,
yeah,
you know,
they're not going
don't
away.
Don't get carried away with
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I reckon if you're going to continue firing, I would suggest that you potentially aim with smaller handguns to get less of that shoulder pain.
Or fire blanks,
as I've been doing for years.
Yes, pop off to the local doctor.
Yes.
And sort that out. Yeah,
that's a separate thing, though. I would suggest get yourself a different arm to fire. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Fantastic. Billy Bob, I feel like you're in disguise, but it's been great to hear you. We'll see you, Billy B. Big.
Get on your Billy B. That started off well, and then the punchline was somewhere in the middle, and it fizzed.
Like a good can of Solo.
That's it, or some
Except
Whiz Fizz.
Solo's low on fizz. Maybe a good can of Fanta.
Yeah, or some Whiz Fizz, just
on
the back of the throat.
Have you had that hard Solo?
I've not yet had the hard Solo.
My friend,
yes.
you know Logan.
I know Logan.
Down the way, number 14.
Logan Josh.
Yes, exactly.
Number 14.
He had the hard Solo. Broke his teeth.
He didn't.
It did.
It's that hard.
Fair
dinkum.
I know. Now he's got to go get dentures again.
Oh, the poor bastard.
I know.
Oh, sorry Logan to hear that, Josh. Logan. And, cool.
Look,
it's time for us to just jump quickly into... We've been getting a lot of emails over the break.
Oh, yes.
About... people have been wanting us to do a bit of DIY.
Oh, yes, indeed. You know, that popped up quite a lot during the lockdowns. People doing a lot of, you know, they're obviously in their homes and thinking, hey, I've got lots of extra time to do little bits and bobs.
Yeah.
It's self-improvement.
That's it.
So lots of people DIY.
Exactly. And so
they want to hear it from us.
They do. They want a bit of DIY on air. And for a lot of the DIY that I do and that you do, it's a visual experience.
Mm.
So we have created for you a small package, which Lynette always says... I'm always
it's not great. The size that counts,
no,
but how well you use it.
And the duration.
Yes.
Yes. This one is short in all of that.
Yes. Comes up short in every area possible.
Absolutely. Here's a bit of our DIY. I've been working on a birdcage, and I've been asked to do... how do I set this up?
You're working on that bird cage, and here it is. This is audio of you doing it yesterday.
That's it. Yeah, there we go. It's done. Fantastic. Done.
There it was.
Really, there's our do it yesterday for the day.
Beautiful. Well done.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's a great bird cage. I don't have any birds.
Oh, well, hopefully you can get one soon.
Hopefully.
Cage it in there. Maybe just lure it in with a piece of ham.
Ham would be great.
Take some of that buttocky ham.
Yeah, exactly. Or a trail of deportly. Just
a trail of deportly.
Birds have little tongues.
They do?
Yes.
And they love ham.
They go ham for ham.
Oh, And rightly so.
Absolutely. Why wouldn't
love me some ham.
How good's a bit of ham?
Maybe we might have to do some buttocky ham giveaways.
Hey, I'm ready for that.
I will be ready for that next week.
Sounds good. Hey, you look after yourself this week, my friend.
Goodness me, the time's gone very fast.
Time flies.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Or,
also,
yes,
when
you are not having fun.
Well, yes, because time... is just a construct.
It's a constant.
And it's exactly. It's constant construct that just continues going whether you're having fun or not.
That's it. It's about your attention.
Doesn't give two hoots about you.
Absolutely. And that's it. Two hoots is the name of the bird that I'm going to put in my cage.
Oh, two hoots.
Yeah, two hoots.
Professor Two Hoots?
Yes. And, two hoots, it's going to be made of peach and pear. And it's going to have a nice sweet sauce, which I'll eat with a spoon.
Oh, well, a bit of fried rice, maybe.
Of course, straight on.
Oh, of course,
delicious.
Yeah.
That's
nice little casserole.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I love that.
Baked in a pie.
Yeah. Mm. Bacon a pie.
Baked in a pie.
You got a casserole in a pie?
Yeah.
That is quite impressive.
It's the inception of meals.
That is.
Yeah.
That's a labor intensive. Maybe are you going to do that tomorrow?
Yes, I will DIY.
Yeah.
Lovely to see you this week, Philip.
Absolutely marvelous to see you, as always.
And I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
I'll
see you same time next week.
Yeah, wouldn't miss.
Oh.
See you, Tyrion. No, Davros.
Davros. We're persisting with
we
this.
We can try something new. See you, Matt.
Bye, Cat.